May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another episode of the Silsila Spiritual Cures. The aim of this program, of this Silsila, is to advise, to uplift, to empower, to motivate, and to provide some wada'if, awrad, and incantations to the grief-stricken ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As you know, perhaps yourself may be going through great difficulties in your life, or maybe you know somebody who is. Even if you don't, one thing is a reality and a fact, that somewhere in the world, the Muslims are suffering. The Ummah is suffering. Sometimes whole nations are suffering because of the oppression of oppressors, because of other kinds of difficulties, be it financial, be it domestic, spiritual, or medical as well. So stay tuned, inshallah azza wa jal. Today we are going to be touching on where we can protect ourselves from shaitan. Shaitan, he is the open enemy. He has an enmity, a hatred for human beings, in particular Muslims. So I'm hoping that you will stay tuned. I hope that you have your notebooks, your diaries out, and you can jot down, you can write down the important Madani pearls and gems and advices, so you can refer to them at a later stage. Because how much of whatever we listen to, we will remember at the end of the silsila. Maybe a lot of it we will forget, but if we wrote it down, then as they say, ink is the best memory. And Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, capture knowledge by writing it down. Let's make some good intentions. The beautiful hadith by the beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So what good intentions can we make? Always. In fact, the moment you awaken in the morning, start making your good intentions so your thawab meter can start from early morning. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, a Kamil Wali of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, a great scholar of Islam, emphasizes on this point. And you may have noticed that every bayan of ours, every dars of ours, be it a masjid dars, home dars, begins with also making good intentions. Hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salawat and durood paak, and making good intentions. Make some now. Then, O Allah azza wa jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal, I am here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others. These are so important for us. If we truly want to taste the sweetness of our knowledge, then we have to apply it. We have to practice upon it to please Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And if you want extra rewards, then share with others. Share with others with good intentions. You learned one thing today. Share with another Muslim, starting in your household, with your family, with your parents, your spouse, your children, or if you have grandchildren. Because if they practice upon what you shared, so long as they are practicing upon it, that's ilmun nafi'a, beneficial knowledge, you will continue to get reward as well, even after your passing away. So let's be wise investors and invest in this world for the hereafter. There are so many wonderful blessings for reciting Durood e Pak, Salawat, or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful Master, the last Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's mentioned that the one who recites Durood e Pak 50 times every day, 50 times every day, that person, the beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I will shake hands with him on the Day of Judgment. Imagine our sinful hands touching the blessed and pure hands of the beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That would be a grand privilege. If you want this, if you want this benefit, we have to work for it. How we go to work to earn our salary so we can feed our families and pay the bills. We have to work for Jannah. We have to do good deeds. We have to take out some time. We get caught up in dunya, in worldly activities to such an extent that days, weeks, months will go by and I haven't even opened the Quran. Today it is so easy. Apps are available. You go to dawoodislami.net, you go to App Store, Play Store, you'll find Kanzul Iman, which is the most authentic translation of the glorious Quran that we have today. Even Miftahul Ihsan, done both Kanzul Iman into English and Miftahul Ihsan in English, done by the respected scholar, the international scholar, Mufti Abdul Dabi Habidi Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. So obtain these things, go online and download it. So like I was saying, sometimes lengthy periods of time go by, but we haven't opened the Quran, Kalamullah, the words of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is giving us messages, giving us guidance. Who is there to receive it? When last did I open the Quran? When last did I thank Allah Azza wa Jal for whatever bounties I have been given? When last did I make istighfar and sincere tawbah, sincere repentance in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? When last did I recite Durood e Pak, Dhikrullah? What about seeking knowledge of deen from authentic sources, which Dawood Islami has many facilities and platforms and material for? So we have to make up our mindset. Here today, gone tomorrow, permanently gone from this world. Now is the time. Now is the time to plant the seeds of good deeds, so that our harvest in the hereafter, our harvest in the grave, will be of comfort, of salvation and success as well. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. The glorious Quran informs us that in Surah Bani Israel, verse 53, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا. Translation: Indeed, Shaytan, Satan, is an open enemy of human beings. Shaytan himself is made from fire. We know this. Do our children know this? I personally have come across so many youngsters, especially, that they say Shaitan is a fallen angel. Where do they get this from? Of course, from the media, from social media, from movies and dramas. This is where they get this information from the entertainment industry. And Shaitan uses the entertainment industry, whether it's music or whether it's movies, he uses it to propagate his evil ways, sinful activities. And therefore the scholars have mentioned, so allow to watch movies and dramas and soapies and listen to music, and Shaitan is behind all of this. That is his marketing machine, the entertainment industry. He is the CEO of this. And there's mass advertising and marketing of alcohol, of drugs, of disobedience to parents, of engaging in immoral acts, in dressing provocatively, immodestly, behaving as a hedonist, that your primary goal is to just enjoy your life to the maximum, do what thou wilt, whatever you want to do, it's your life. It's your life, you decide however you want to live it. These are the messages that come through. And if you and I, if our children, they are being fed with this, the mind will move in that direction. Their lives will move in that direction. So who's happy? Shaitan is happy. This is one of his tricks. He is the great deceiver. He is a trickster. He used trickeries. He uses traps, and he constantly plots and plans. How do I corrupt this person's iman? How do I corrupt this person's good deeds? I need to recognize it. But if I don't have ample, authentic Islamic knowledge, how would I recognize it? How would I recognize where the traps of shaitan have been laid? That I myself, I may be engaged in certain sinful activities, externally or internally, that I'm suffering from certain spiritual maladies and illnesses, but I don't even know it. And because of that, my good deeds are being wasted. Allahu Akbar. So we need to identify, acknowledge, admit. We all know shaitan is the bad guy. We know this. It reminds me, Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. At one stage, he was the sultan, the king of Balkh, a place called Balkh. But he renounced his kingdom to engage in the ibadat of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah jalla jalaluhu accepted him, made him his wali, a great saint of Islam. If you look at the Shajara Sharif in the Chishtiya Silsila, his name appears there as well. He is a great Sufi master. Look where he came. He had all the worldly possessions at his feet. He was the king. And he had a great kingdom. But Allah Azza wa Jalla guided him. He renounced that in order to become a pious practicing Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a wali, made him a saint. Subhanallah. People came to him once and said, "Oh Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, why is it that our du'as, we make so much of du'as, but they are not answered? We don't see the effectiveness of our du'as." One of the things he said, Allah, he said, "You claim to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. You claim to follow the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You claim to follow the Quran and the Sunnah, but you are living your lives pleasing shaitan. You are living your lives following the footsteps of shaitan." How true is this for many of us? That we know we are Muslims, we are believers, we have iman, alhamdulillah. We believe in the Quran, we believe in all the Anbiya alayhimus salam. We believe in all the Mursaleen alayhimus salam. We believe in Jannah and Jahannam. We believe Shaitan, Iblis is the cursed and humiliated one forever. Yet we engage, we indulge in sinful activities. We engage in zina, adultery and fornication of the eyes, the ears, or the physical act. We're involved in bribery and corruption. We are involved in usury, interest in riba. We are involved in backbiting and slandering and having ill opinions of fellow Muslims, of being plagued with jealousy, with malice, with pride, with arrogance and ostentation and show. The list goes on. I'm not there to judge you, and neither are you there to judge me. How about we judge ourselves? That I judge myself and you judge yourself. When last did I do that? Or do I look left and right, this way, that way, or he and she, they doing this, not reading Salah, not reading Quran, doesn't even have a beard, she doesn't even wear scarf and cover herself. Are we so focused on others that we have forgotten to focus on ourselves. Ask yourself that instead of asking what he's doing and what she's doing, what are you doing? What are you doing? What am I doing? That's a question to ask ourselves. Stand in front of the mirror. Look at yourself and question yourself. Ask yourself, judge yourself. How our pious predecessors, they used to do the same. They used to take stock of their lives. They should apply introspection and look at their lives, judge themselves at what did you do today? On a daily basis, the second Khalifa of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, the second Khalifa of Islam and successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would hit his foot or his leg and he would talk to himself, "Oh Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what did you do today?" They would take accountability, because as it is mentioned, today is the day of action, not accountability. And on the day of judgment is the day of accountability, not action. So the choice we have in front of us, to go to take the right way or the wrong way, the choice is there. But on the day of judgment, we won't have any choice. We will be judged accordingly on how we lived our life here on planet Earth. So am I one of those who has fallen in one of the traps or many of the traps of shaitan? I've just mentioned some of them to you, like backbiting, like riba, interest, like jealousy and slandering and bribery and corruption and haram sources of gaining income, selling alcohol, drinking alcohol, dealing in drugs or taking drugs of whichever shape or form. Am I one of those people who has fallen into those traps of shaitan, following in his footsteps, being influenced, indoctrinated and programmed by the media that is out there, by the entertainment industry that is there? Essentially, the entertainment industry is to program a human robot that, you know, this is the life to live. This is the life. Nice house, nice car, nice life, nice this, nice that. All to do, all centered on dunya, materialism. That's it. Which all will be finished one day. When our eyes close, it all remains behind. And we enter our graves with our good deeds and our bad deeds. So how much of good deeds do I have? How many of my good deeds have been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And how many bad deeds do I have? I need to focus on that, so I can start shedding them one by one and cutting my losses. All those so-called friends that I have that take me towards evil avenues, towards clubs and pubs and bars, towards music and movies and all of these filthy places, they are your losses. You may feel I have a good time with them, I'm just relaxed and laid back and we have a good time and we crack jokes. If they're taking you away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're actually taking you towards the obedience of shaitan and to follow in his footsteps. They are your losses. This you need to identify quickly before you destroy yourself, before your iman is destroyed, before your good deeds are destroyed. So cut all of them out of your life. They are no good for you. So shaitan is there. He's not a fallen angel. He is from amongst the jinn kind. He's made from fire. He's from amongst the jinn. Yes, there was a point in time when shaitan was very handsome, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him so much of knowledge and made him, appointed him as the teacher of the angels. There was a time when he was a great abid and worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that every spot on earth he worshipped Allah azza wa jal. He had a high status in the court of Allah azza wa jal. And all of that, within a moment, erased, vanished. He lost that status. He lost that handsomeness and beauty. He lost whatever he was given, whatever all those blessings he was given. because he disobeyed a direct command of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and he disobeyed and disrespected a Nabi of Allah, Nabi Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, claiming his arrogance came out, ana khayrun min, I'm better than him. He lost it all permanently, and his final destination is the hellfire, wherein he will dwell forever and ever. And all those who believe in him and follow him and die without iman will be in the same place, in the hellfire. And he became humiliated, cursed, Iblis. He had different names in the different skies and heavens. One of his names was Azazil. And when he lost it all, he became Iblis. He became mahroom, completely deprived of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And now he's trying very hard. He doesn't go on holiday, he doesn't take a sick leave, on trying to take with him to Jahannam as many human beings as he can. So be careful of this. Protect your iman. Protect the iman of your family members, your children as well. If we don't, the person who doesn't care about the preservation and this and safeguarding iman, what if that person loses iman? Then everything is lost. Then there is no hope of entering into Jannah, into paradise. The visa, the permit to enter paradise is iman, your faith, your belief, which has to be intact. Allah Akbar. So shaitan tries his best. He is the aduwwum mubeen, the open enemy. He tries his best to corrupt the iman of a believer and to corrupt the good deeds of a person. What are ways that we can protect ourselves? Now, with all of this in mind, that shaitan is the one who whispers his evil whisperings into our hearts and minds. Sometimes he uses your own sound, your own voice to whisper things which are contradictory to the Sharia. And you think, no, it's my idea, it's my opinion, and these are my thoughts. Whatever opinion it is, if it is against Islamic teachings and values, you need to squash it and throw it in the bin. That's where it belongs. Not in your heart, not in your mind, not through your actions and your speech. Because before I do or say anything, I need to ask the question, does my Allah Azza wa Jal, my Creator, to whom I am going to return to very soon, sooner than I know, does He allow this? Does my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam allow this? Does my glorious Quran allow this? Does the Sharia, the sacred law of Allah Azza wa Jalla and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam allow this or not? If it permits it, start it with the name of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, in the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If it is not permitted, then it belongs in the dustbin. Squash it, erase it from your mind, from your heart, from your speech and from your actions as well. It doesn't belong to you as a believer to do. Allahu Akbar. Our master, the great Mujaddid, the great reviver of Islam, Shaykhul Islam wal Muslimin, the great scholar of Sharia, the destroyer of Bid'ah, Imamul Kalam, Kalamul Imam, the Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali Al Hazrat, he was asked about safeguarding of Iman. And he gave several advices on what to do. I'll share one with you. He mentioned that at the time of going to sleep, after you finish your du'as, surahs, wadha'if, awrad, ayatul kursi, then the very last thing, recite suratul kafirun. قل يا أيها الكافرون. The whole surah recited one time. And if you have to engage in any conversation thereafter, recite it again and sleep away. That must be the absolute last thing that you do. He mentioned the person who is habitual with this practice, inshallah azza wa jal, will die with iman. I'm sure we all know Surah Kafirun. Our kids know Surah Kafirun. You practice and encourage them to also practice. Even if you don't know it, enroll in Madrasatul Madina. You know, Dawud Islami is a great favor on the ummah, or for the ummah of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Enroll in Madrasatul Madina, specialized classes for grown-ups, males, and separately for females. If you can't find one near you, if you can't find a Dawud Islami center near you, then enroll online. Online Madrasatul Madina is available. Faizan Online Academy is available, where over 30 different courses are available for us to study, to learn the deen from authentic sources and authentic qualified teachers. Dawud Islami is doing this for the benefit of the ummah, to uplift the ummah, to motivate and empower the ummah. What are you waiting for? You will not regret it. You yourself and your children, get involved, jump onto this ship which is sailing towards Madina Tayyiba, Zadahullahu Sharafu wa Ta'azima. Jump onto it. Because there's too many tsunamis. Shaitan is sending his tsunamis in the form of different kinds of trials and troubles, different types of traps that he is laying for people. And because of a lack of knowledge, a person falls deep into that and doesn't realize it and continues to fall deeper into it. With domestic disputes on the rise, Shaitan is also behind all of these evils. He lights the fire, and then he steps back and watches the fun. He creates problems between husband and wife, between parents and their children, between siblings, to such an extent that family members don't talk to each other for years. And some of them die in that condition. Some of them even mention, I don't want this brother of mine who caused me hurt and harm, or whatever misunderstanding was there, I don't want them to attend my janazah. To that extent, it reminds you of the period of Jahiliyyah, the period of ignorance in pre-Islamic Arabia, where the tribes used to fight with each other for decades. Generations used to fight with each other, many a times over trivial matters, insignificant matters. It reminds you of those times. There's no time for to get embroiled in arguments and quarrels, and we should be peacemakers. Be heroes in your family. You be the one to pick up that phone and make contact. Does that brother of yours, that sister of yours, that parent of yours, maybe tomorrow they'll be gone. You don't want to live with the regret. I should have, I would have, I could have, but now it's too late. You don't want to live with that. It'll stay with you forever, in your heart, in your mind. The time is now. Be a peacemaker. Forgive, forget, move forward. Sometimes it can be hard, because the nafs also, you must know, he's internally, he's trying, he's telling, no. You are right. Shaitan and the nafs, allies, nafsul ammara, working together to bring you down, to destroy your reputation, to break the links between yourself and your family members when you're going to sleep at night, to avoid interference of jinn, because the evil, disbelieving jinn are shayateen. They are the devils. The ones who are disbelievers amongst the jinn kind, they are shaitans, they are devils, they are demons, whatever you want to call it. And their head is Iblis. So our scholars have mentioned that Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah himself has mentioned recently on Madani channel, when Maghrib time is closing in, don't let the kids, the children go outside. The jinn, they spread out and they look for a place to stay. And they enter into people's homes and they create fitna, they create mischief, they create problems, domestic problems in and amongst those family members. When you're going to sleep, before you go to sleep, make sure you check all your doors. Make sure they're locked. But before you lock, before you close, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then you close. Then you lock your doors, your windows as well. So on one side, you are preventing any criminal to enter because you're locking the doors. On the other side, because you recited Bismillah, you are preventing the jinn from entering into your home, because Bismillah acts as a barrier to prevent them, to prevent the entry, and to use your things in the home, and to cause problems, domestic problems. So very simple. You practice and teach your children to practice as well. Teach other family members to practice upon this. You're closing your door, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, close your door. Or at least Bismillah, close your door. Bismillah, lock your door. Each one, each door, each window. In this manner, you will prevent the entry of jinn to cause harm and domestic disputes in your home. All right, another wazifa, to dispel domestic disputes and to save your home from domestic problems. When you return home from work, from studying, from grocery shopping, or from wherever, before you enter the house, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, recite Durood e Pak, enter with the right foot, make salam aloud. If nobody is in the home, say Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then recite Suratul Ikhlas, Qul huwallahu ahad. One time, the whole surah. By being punctual with this, your home will be saved from domestic problems. If you have domestic disputes, it will be removed, inshallah azza wa jal. And on top of that, you will gain barakah and blessings in your rizq, your sustenance, your income. How simple. Simple things that we can practice upon. Make it your habit. These little things, for our own protection and safety and that of our children and our family members, make it your habit to practice and to teach them to also practice upon this. It may seem like those simple things, but here we're taking the name of Allah, here we're reciting the Quran. These things are very effective. The Quran itself is a shifa, it is a cure. And that brings me to the next point. Read the Quran. To remain protected against shaitan, read the Quran. Increase your rewards. Learn about the trickeries of shaitan. Read the Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman and with tafsir, commentary from Siratul Jinan, Khazainul Irfan, Nurul Irfan, and in English, Miftahul Ihsan as well. So you have a complete understanding on what message, what guidance Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us of. Whenever shaitan troubles you with evil whisperings, waswasa, wasawis. Remember I mentioned? Any thoughts, ideas in your heart, in your mind, which is against Islamic teachings and values, shaitan is whispering it into your mind. Whenever you have such evil whisperings, then immediately recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Seek refuge in Allah from the cursed and disgraced shaitan. Then recite La hawla wa la quwwata إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Turn towards your left side. Your left side. Spit three times. Only with the sound, not saliva. And imagine you are spitting on the face of Shaitan, the humiliated Iblis, the cursed and disgraced one. Spit on his face like that. And then realize that no. This is from Shaitan. I must not fulfill it. I must not mention it. I must not act upon that. Allahu Akbar. Knowledge can become your shield. Knowledge empowers you. It arms you. This is your weapon, knowledge. Because once you know where the fires are, where the traps are, you're going to avoid it. You're going to avoid falling into these tricks and traps of Shaitan because of knowledge. So arm yourself with knowledge. Don't go far. Dawud Islami is here. Dawud Islami is there. With Madrasatul Madina, Jamiatul Madina, with Darul Madina, with online courses which I've already mentioned. Faizan Online Academy offers over 30 different courses on diverse topics and subjects to empower us, to arm us, because the war against Satan will continue. Dawud Islami, look at it as a support structure to support us, to empower us, to open our eyes as to how Shaitan works, directly, indirectly, even via people. People become his tools. He has an army from amongst the jinn and an army from amongst the human beings that aid him, that help him to accomplish his goals, to destroy iman, to corrupt good deeds, to spread mischief across the world. Don't you see around the world today? We are so scientifically advanced, so sophisticated. They even call certain parts the civilized world. But look how many people are fighting with each other, slaying each other. How many oppressors and tyrants are there? How many people don't have food to eat? How many people don't have access to clean drinking water, who are sheltered over their heads? How civilized is that? How advanced is that? How sophisticated is that? Amazing. So Shaitan is there to spread mischief, to spread his wild fires of sins. And he indoctrinates and programs the masses via his media and entertainment industries. These are his marketing machines. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Good deeds will strengthen one. Good deeds for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do as much of it as you can and do it, perform it correctly. Whether it's salah, whether it's giving out your zakah, hajj, umrah, whatever it is, any good deed, it must be done with the correct intention and it must be done correctly, properly. That will help bolster you. The more good deeds you do, the less time you have to focus on negativities and indulging in evil deeds. The company you keep identifies you. So be in good company. Be in this fragrant Madani movement of Dawat Islami. And be punctual with the weekly sunnah-inspired ijtima of Dawat Islami. That's your weekly dose. Monthly dose, especially for Islamic brothers, travel in Madani qafilas. Daily dose is your nek a'mal, pious deeds that you're filling every day. You're asking yourself those 50 plus questions every day. So your daily, weekly, monthly dose. Watch Madani Mudhakara. That is the number one program and silsila of Madani channel. Where Amir al-Sunnat, Dam Barakatumul Aliyah himself is live. People from around the world, they pose questions on different topics. And he answers from the Sharia, from the Shari'i point of view, the Islamic perspective. Lots to learn. Subhanallah. Recite an abundance of salawat and durood-e paak. This will strengthen us against the attacks of shaitan. Recite your normal adhkar. Make dua. Dua is the weapon of a believer. That's a blessed hadith. Your weapon, like knowledge, is dua as well. Make dua. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, protect me, my family, and the Muslims against the trickeries and traps of shaitan. Protect our iman. This we, every day we're supposed to make this dua. Ya Allah, protect my iman. Protect the iman of my family members, my children, my future generations, and all the Muslims and believers. Make dua for yourself and your family, and for the ummah at large. The ummah, our one body. If pain is felt on one limb, the entire body feels it. If we can't help in any other way, make dua. Make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal protect them, relieve their sufferings, expose disgrace, humiliate and destroy the oppressors. Make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal helps them from His unseen forces and His unseen sources. Dua is very powerful. Allah, be punctual with salah. Salah is compulsory. We don't have a choice in that. You offer your salah properly, with the correct intentions. This will also bolster you. It will give you power, strength, empower and make yourself, your spirituality powerful. So shaitan finds it hard, because he whispers, no, it's still time, don't worry, you know, you can do it tomorrow. This reading Quran, hey, you know what, you got an appointment, or you need to take your family member here, you need to do this tomorrow. And then so many tomorrows come and go, weeks and months go like that, sometimes years go like that. And a person didn't read Quran, doesn't read Salah, through the Paak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah. Don't fall in this trick of shaitan. Procrastination is the thief of time. This concept of I'll do it tomorrow is not healthy for you and I. Be careful for this. When you're going to sleep, one of the things you must read is Ayatul Kursi. Teach your children this as well. Ayatul Kursi, by reciting it at the time of sleeping, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint an angel who will act as a sentinel, as your bodyguard, against evil humans and evil jinn. If you're feeling afraid, call out adhan. Adhan chases shaitan away. Adhan is not only for the salahs. That adhan is for calling the menfolk to the masjid for salah. But there's other times as well. Adhan can be given where it is mustahab, it is recommended to be given, like in the ears of a newborn. Call out adhan when there's a pandemic. Call out adhan in the ears of a depressed person. If you're feeling down and you know, lonely and sad, and call out adhan. Subhanallah. Chase shaitan away. He just wants to fill your mind with negativity. So chase him away with adhan. Adhan as well, subhanallah azza wa jal. We call out when we bury the deceased. Shaitan, he comes there too. And he tries to confuse the dead person. So chase him away with adhan. This is why our mashaykh, our ulama, our scholars and pious ones have said, when you bury the deceased, call out the adhan by the grave site, by the grave itself. Face the qibla, call out the adhan. to chase that la'een and cursed shaitan away. It will be of great benefit for that marhum, for that deceased person. If we are in that condition, if we are down there, 6 feet under, then we'd realize that the living are still giving me some benefit in chasing this shaitan away. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama ikram have mentioned that recite Suratul Baqarah. This is the second surah of the glorious Quran. By its recitation in a person's home, shaitan, iblis, he flees from there. The jinn, the evil jinn, they flee, they run away when Suratul Baqarah is recited in a home. And especially when going to sleep, recite Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, Surah Falaq, Surah Nas. Once each, starting with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then blow into your hands, and then wipe your face, your head, your arms, your chest, your body, wherever you can reach. Do this two more times. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, that person will be protected against jinn, against jealous ones and evil ones as well. Subhanallah. Whoever recites the following 7 times after every salah will remain protected against the evil of shaitan, and he will be granted with a faithful ending of life with iman, inshallah azza wa jal. 7 times after every salah, recite Huwallahur Rahim, Huwallahur Rahim, Huwallahur Rahim. 7 times after every salah. Any wazifa that you read, then be sure to also recite at least one durood sharif before and after. Some wadaif will stipulate that recite so many times, 3 times, 5 times, 11 times, 12 times. But if there's no stipulation of any amount of durood-e-paak, then at least 1 time, recite before and after. The one who recites this 100 times at the time of going to bed, one will remain protected from the evil of shaitan and from the infliction of paralysis and palsy as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Recite 100 times at the time of going to bed, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, through the bark once before and after. Write the following 35 times whilst in a state of purity and cleanliness after Salatul Jumu'ah. So after Salatul Jumu'ah, while you are still pure and clean, write the following 35 times and then keep it with yourself. Allah Azza wa Jal will provide you with sustenance from the unseen. Furthermore, that person will be protected from the evil of shaitan. How wonderful is that? That the person will be protected against the evil of shaitan, and the person will be provided with sustenance from the unseen. So what should be written down 35 times on a piece of paper? Muhammadur Rasulullah, Ahmadur Rasulullah, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Very easy, very simple. Let's practice inshallah. Make the intention. You can also find this wadifa along with others in a very lovely booklet called Sparrow and Blind Snake, page 30. It is narrated by Nu'man ibn Bashir that the best of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said that Allah the Almighty wrote a book 2,000 years before he created the earth and the sky. Wrote according to his divine power. And then sent a divine revelation from it of the last two ayat and verses of Suratul Baqarah. In the homes where these two ayat are recited for three nights, Shaitan will be unable to come close to them. So try to memorize this. Try to memorize, try to practice, try to recite it. Try to teach our children to also recite it. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. You see, Shaitan doesn't want us to do good deeds. And finally, if we break free from his shackles, from his evil whisperings, from his negativities, he is the most negative individual. You won't find somebody more negative than Shaitan. He spreads negativity wherever he goes. He spreads death and destruction wherever he goes. And he's happy with those who follow in his footsteps. Because that's what he wants. He wants people to follow him in his footsteps all the way straight into the fire. Because there will be some people who will say on the Day of Judgment that, oh Allah, Shaitan made me do this. Shaitan made me do that. He made me indulge in the sin, Ya Allah. Shaitan will be summoned. Bring Shaitan, bring Iblis. He will be questioned. And he would say, Ya Allah, I didn't make this person do anything. I just whispered the idea. It was an evil idea. I just whispered into this person's heart and mind. And they chose to act upon it. Allahu Akbar. So yes, the choice we have, that choice, that limited free will of choosing the right way or the wrong way. But we don't choose the consequences. If we are planting the seeds of good deeds, inshallah azza wa jalla, through the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, the harvest is Jannah, paradise. But if I am planting the seeds of evil deeds, what do you think the harvest will be? The harvest will be disgrace on the Day of Judgment. The harvest will be Jahannam, the fire of hell. Is that what I want? Of course I don't want it. I say I don't want it. But why through my actions I'm going down that pathway? It's mentioned by the scholars that the pathway towards Jannah, towards paradise, is steep, uphill, and it is littered with obstacles. Very few are on that path, and fewer reach the destination at the end. And the pathway towards the hellfire is smooth sailing, with many attractions, and most of the people are on that path. Which path am I on? I need to ask yourself. I have to ask myself. You ask yourself, which path am I on? The hard path, the steep path, with blockages and obstacles and difficulties and calamities and tests and trials, leading towards paradise? Oh, I don't care. I'm a Muslim. I'm born a Muslim. I've got a Muslim name, Muslim family. Doesn't matter what I do in between. I'm going to die as a Muslim. What a trick of Shaitan. The person who does not care about protecting his Iman, the scholars have mentioned, there's a possibility they could lose Iman at the time of death. What is my attitude? Do I worry about my Iman? How I worry about my life, the safety of my life, and of my family? I make sure I put in the most modern alarm systems, and with a panic button and burglar guards and gates and cameras and you name it. I'll arm myself with a firearm. I'll make it difficult for the thief to enter into my home, to harm myself or my family. How I try to my best to make sure my home is safe and sound, my office is safe and sound, my life is safe and sound. How much effort am I putting in to ensure that my iman is safe and sound? And the iman of my family members as well, my children. Because when my eyes close for good from this world, what happens to them? In which direction will they go? Will they continue being believers, Muslims, performing their salah, reading the Quran? But if I never did any of that, what kind of tarbiyah, what kind of training have I given them? That's a legacy now. What legacy am I leaving behind? How am I nurturing them? Let Dawud Islami help you. If we want our children to remain ours, let Dawud Islami help you. If we want their beliefs to remain intact, if you want them to be practicing Muslims, let Dawud Islami help you. There's a beautiful hadith. I'll share the summary of a hadith with you that the beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned about a white rooster. You heard it right? A white rooster. The blessed hadith, the summary of which means that the person who keeps a white rooster, then shaitan will not be able to come near that house, and that house will not be affected by jadu, sihr, black magic. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. By keeping a white rooster, if you can, why not keep a white rooster? Shaitan won't come close to your home, won't try to cause problems amongst you and your family members. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So we get to learn these things in the environment of Dawud Islami. And with so many daily, weekly, monthly activities, facilities, platforms, even online as well, we get to learn. And the idea is to learn and to teach, to teach and to learn. An ongoing process from cradle to grave. Because shaitan is active all the time. He's trying his level best to destroy iman, to destroy good deeds. He's the open enemy. I need to recognize this, and I need to recognize that I must not follow in his footsteps. I'm a believer, I'm a Muslim. I must only submit to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from